A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Gigglers, are you ready?
A Netflix comedy special.
Please welcome Hannah Berner!
Title, Hannah Berner. Hannah walks out on stage, then lies on the floor and does the worm. Title, We Ride at Dawn. Hannah gets up and approaches the microphone.
Okay, church. I do have to address there was absolutely no need to do the worm there. I don't know why I did it, but it happened. You guys, I just turned 30.
Hannah holds out her arm.
29 months ago. And I feel good. But society tries to scare the shit out of you when you turn 30. They're like, if you're not fucking your face with a jade roller, if you're not snorting lines of collagen, if you're not doing Pilates, which is BDSM, if you're not putting snail mucus and snail ejaculate all over your face, by the time you turn 30, they make you feel like you're just gonna become Joe Biden. I'm just kidding. Women can't be president, that would be insane.
She paces the stage.
And commercials are so cruel. Commercials are like, do you have a fine line? Ew. Do you have a gray hair? Disgusting. Men are never gonna notice you ever again. And I'm like, that sounds so peaceful. Just to be able to walk home at night without a worry in the world.
She shrugs.
I can't wait till I'm the age that I'm just unkidnappable. How fucking freeing. But you know what's crazy? I'm 32. Thank you. And I've never been kidnapped once. And that's when you have to ask yourself, am I fucking ugly? I'm not ugly, but I do have issues. I do have issues. I have depression. I have anxiety. I have chronic fatigue. Any chronic fatigue, girlies? You do not have chronic fatigue. She's like, yeah! No, I went to the doctor and I was like, I don't feel good. I don't feel motivated. What's wrong with me? And he goes, you haven't drank water since 1994. And he's so fucking right. I hate water. I think it's disgusting. He said I have to get an emotional support water bottle. Girls nowadays, they don't want a boyfriend. They just want a Stanley. But I think it's a conspiracy that I have to drink so much water. You know, like male conspiracy theories is like 9/11, the election, the clit. It's girl conspiracy theories that we need to drink gallons of water. What's a gallon? That's made up. Also, we look like pilgrims with pails walking around. It's like you work from home, Stephanie. You're not walking the Oregon Trail. Does anyone drink black coffee? Yeah, you like to get choked. Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like... My friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor. But I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what the fuck is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together. I wish the most essential liquid was an espresso martini. Because it's a triple threat, right? It gets you drunk, it gets you hyper, and you will have diarrhea at the end of the night. But you are light as a feather on the dance floor. You're like, ooh! $60
here, yeah.
You had a $60 espresso martini?
Like 30 each.
30 each.
So we spent $60.
Plus the wage gap. I'm fucking fuming. I love how the girl in the front was like, look at my receipt. She's like, can I write this off? What's your name?
Isis.
Isis? Is it spelled the way we are afraid it's spelled? But this was this pre, she was before? So they copied her. That's like Hannah Montana and me, I was first. Yeah. Wait, Isis copied your brand? That's embarrassing for them. Get your own fucking brand. Do you have a nickname? No, that's horrible. So someone will just be like, ISIS is coming, and they're like, what? Her middle name is Persephone? Like Stephanie with a purr in the beginning? Purr Stephanie. What white trash shit is going on right now? That was good. That was really good. You'll see that on Netflix. That was really fun.
The audience members bend over laughing.
Oh, guys, there's no easy way to segue this. But I've been really into politics lately. Now look, thank you, one person. Regardless what you believe in, we all can agree, it's been a little messy the last 200 years. And I think we need a fresh perspective. And I think I can bring that perspective.
Hannah nods.
I like the group over here that's like, let's wait to see what she says. Actually, you're right. I don't know anything about politics, but I know how to do research. I went on TikTok. Yeah. And I figured it out. But I went to the hot topics, okay? I went to abortion. Do you know some people believe that you should never have an abortion under any circumstances, even if you're bloated? And then the next one I obviously went to was guns. Do you know some people believe that guns don't kill people, people kill people? I have one edit. Guns don't kill people, men kill people. And I'm not coming for the men, I would never come for you. It's just a fact. 98% of mass shootings, ya boys, and the 2% who were women had a very legitimate reason for what we did.
She shrugs, then pumps her fist.
The men are shaking. They're so scared right now. They're like, get me the fuck out. Did you ever see the woman who chopped her husband's dick off? What did we all think? We all went, what did he do? So this is the thing. People want guns. Fine. I just think we need a little more gun safety. And then if I do the girl math, legally, the only people allowed to have guns should be the girls. Yeah. We ride at dawn! Yeah. He's so scared. His hand is like...
Her hand shakes.
Because this is the thing. When men snap, they shoot stuff. When a woman truly, truly, truly snaps, she gets bangs, and that's an assault on herself. No one else is hurt. It grows out in 6 months. You're good, babe. Also, like, if I had a gun, I would lose it in my room. Every 5 minutes, I'd be like, where the fuck did I was holding it all day. Where did I put my, can someone call my gun? Where the fuck is my gun? And then you get your gun and you're with your girls and you're going out and you're like, what purse are you wearing with your gun?
She puts her hand on her forehead.
And then you go outside, you're holding your purse and your gun and Starbucks and keys and tampons and you're just like, no, you're not shooting anyone. You can barely hold anything. Your nails are like, clap if you have long nails. Yeah, you could barely clap. You're not shooting up a mall. And then you get in the Uber to go to the bar and the girls come out and you're like, guns, we got our guns. And then you're like, oh shoot, I forgot my gun in the Uber. You're like, hold on. And you're like, hey, it's me again. I left my light baby blue Hailey Bieber Road Peptide revolver. Collab. Revolver's actually the only gun that I know. And a musket. Imagine a bunch of hot girls with muskets, like, hold on, my musket.
She mimes loading a musket.
The musket keeps queefing. No, you guys, I thought this shit was so funny. That was so funny, so I posted it online. And some people were not happy with me. No, no, no. One guy was like, it's not the shooter's fault. It's the girl's fault. They're not giving enough blowjobs. But I'm listening, I'm learning. I said, I hear you, I see you. New law! If you can't get a blowjob, you can't get a gun.
Hannah gives an exaggerated shrug.
If you really want a gun, you have to go to the blowjob shop. You have to bring a girl to vouch for you. And I'm in charge, okay? But then one guy was like mad. He was like, it's not the shooter's fault, it's the mom's fault. She didn't raise him right. And I was like, you are so right. She didn't raise the shooter right. She should have had an abortion. Thank you.
Hannah smiles and shrugs.
What a polite abortion clap.
Hannah bends over laughing.
I'm gonna say something controversial because you guys are fun. Yeah! Sex is not consistently as good as society makes it seem. But I'm not talking about the lesbians. Because the lesbians, they're coming, okay? They're coming. Are there any lesbians in the crowd? They all just came. I had to ask my friend who's a lesbian, I said, how do you know when the sex is done?
You don't!
Hannah walks away, then turns around.
Because with a dude, you fucking know, okay? Because he'll be like,
ooh. Hannah twitches as she mimes ejaculation. Her arm flops around.
I'm like, what dribbled out of your dick that you can't speak for 4 weeks? What happened? To my loud lesbian correspondent. How do you actually know when it's done? Carpal tunnel? Battery dies. I love how she's standing up. She's like, this is my moment. How do you know when it's done?
You're just very, very tired.
You get very tired. All the straight girls are like, what is going on? She's like, you've orgasmed so much that your body is empty, and then you just go up to heaven. That's how you know when it's done. And then you communicate with her afterwards about your feelings. It's crazy. That's how you know sexuality is not a choice. That's how you know. We need realistic sex in movies. That's where we get confused. It's so unrealistic, these scenes. It's always the same scene, too. It's two people, they bust down the door, right? And they just start going at it. They're making out, they're ripping shit, they're breaking shit. The guy will, like, kick over a lamp, and I'm like, don't touch my home decor. And then the guy always picks the girl up, right? Why does he pick her up like that? And he like puts her on the counter. Like, ugh. It's like, first of all, this is a studio apartment. My bed is right here. Also, don't put me on my counter. My counter's disgusting. Forks, soy sauce, ketchup, Con Ed Bills, Invisalign. I don't want my own teeth marks on my back. Also, then, you know, when the P goes in the V in the movies, there should be a nuance, right? Like, there's an angle. It's hard to just, like, go in, right? In movies, the guy will just unzip his jeans, look over here, and go, ugh! And she's like, ah! And I'm like, that's crazy. The guy who wrote this movie has never had sex before. I want realistic sex in movies, you guys. For example, I queef all the time. And I've never heard one queef in a movie. Zero queef representation in movies. Thank you. Also, when I say I'm queefing, I'm farting. But I'm telling him it's a queef. Because men have absolutely no clue what a queef is. If it doesn't smell your Gucci, get out of there. You got away with it. Also, when I say I'm squirting, I'm peeing.
She holds the mic close to her face and smiles. She turns her head and raises her eyebrows, then lifts her index finger.
One more note about queefs. Stop saying that I queefed. You queefed me, okay?
She shrugs, then puts her hands on her hips.
And I know that for a fact because I've never queefed alone. You took your needle dick and you started pumping me with air like a basketball. Sorry you didn't realize my pussy was so fucking tight that the air was gonna get trapped and you didn't anticipate that. But don't gaslight me and tell me that I queefed when I know for a fact I laid there and did absolutely nothing.
She steps backwards while outstretching her arms, then pumps her fist and walks back towards the front of the stage.
Doggy's crazy. No, I like Doggy because you can text. But you kind of leave it up to him. Like, he needs to figure it out. And that's when he always, like, accidentally hits the wrong hole. And you have to go, no. But he's pretending like he's in a dark elevator just clicking every button. Good thing our buttholes have the reflexes of a ninja. And they're like, whoa! We need realistic sex in movies, like, you know when you're riding a guy? Now, ladies, when you're riding a guy, don't worry about what's going on over here. You focus on him. He has 17 chins. He's going through an exorcism. What, when you lean over, you have a couple rolls? Men can't tell when you cut your hair 8 inches, okay? You do you.
She takes a step backwards.
But you know when you're riding a guy? And you kind of lose your rhythm. But you're like, okay, we're a team. Let's get this back. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, and 3.
She stumbles.
You know when you're trying to go like this, but someone gets off, and next thing you know, you're just going like this. And then he hasn't been in you for 4 minutes, and you're just like.
She mimes going up and down.
My favorite part, though, is you know when you come up and his dick falls out a little? And then you snap it like a glow stick?
She nods and touches her hair.
It hurts. It's scary. Men, you need to speak up. Stop suffering in silence. It's happening everywhere, okay? It's happening everywhere. What are dicks made out of? You have no idea.
Disappointment.
Disappointment, that's hilarious. What are dicks made out of, babe? Collagen? Honestly, men will say stuff so confidently that I'm like, collagen. He's right. He's right. You know, actually, I don't care. But I don't want to snap his dick. But it's always so funny because they always make that noise, you know? Because they're scared, I'm scared, we're all scared. And he always goes, oh! And then I'm like, you queefed. I queefed you. Anyone ever lost their virginity? Sluts, a bunch of sluts. I actually lost it once. And it was fucked up. It's fine that it was fucked up, but no one warns you. Society's like, oh my God, it's this beautiful coming of age. You become a woman. And then a guy with a shrimp dick rips open your hymen. There's blood everywhere. And he goes, did you come? And I'm like, unless that's come, I have no clue what just went down. And orgasming is hard. Like, for a woman to orgasm, for me specifically to orgasm, she's like, yeah, what are you gonna say? My legs have to be perfectly straight. I have to have 0 work emails on my phone. And I need to be alone.
She stifles a giggle. She touches her hair.
She's independent. But shout out to my vibrator. She does great work. They're souped up, the technology nowadays. You could storm a Capitol with one of them and actually get the job done. Also, the kids are choking now. Someone goes, what? She is. And this is my thing with choking. How am I gonna come while I'm also fighting for my life, you know? I understand some people want pain during sex, but if you want to hurt me during sex, just look me in the eye and say, I'm disappointed in you. There are some men in the crowd, which I don't love. I don't love. No, I'm fine with men being in the crowd as long as they have a chaperone. Where's your chaperone, sir? Good. What's your name? Eric with a C or a K? C, thank God. I would have had it kicked out. I like you at the end. What's your name, sir?
Kevin.
Kevin. With a K? Interesting. Oh, he's coming.
A camera operator moves through the crowd.
So, what I love about Kevin, you have a beard, a mustache, glasses, and a hat. Are you in witness protection? What did you do? Nothing? That's what someone who did something would say. I'll follow up with you later. Who's single?
Hannah opens her mouth in a wide smile.
Hello. Well, we know Ice is single. Can you imagine the dating apps? Like, what the? He's like, who's outside? She's like, ISIS! Wait, you're single?
Yes.
You're single?
I am.
Are you on the apps?
Yes.
Which apps?
Hinge and Bumble.
Hinge and Bumble.
It's a scary place.
It's a scary place. No, it is. Hinge is crazy. Because Hinge, it asks questions. So you could see people's personalities. And I like when guys like brag on not braggy questions.
Yes.
You know, when they're like, what's your hobby? And he goes, I'm a jet setter. I travel the globe. Don't hit me up unless you want to see the world. I'm like, Brad, you went to Panama City Beach once during spring break. Shut the fuck up. I have really bad taste in men, but it was never my fault. And it was never their fault. It was Disney's fault. Disney teaches you to be attracted to the douchiest, most narcissistic guys. It's never the nice guy. It's the guy coming in on a horse with a stupid hairdo like a prince, doesn't shut up. Actually, name a Disney prince in the front. You can yell it out and I'll tell you why he's the worst. Prince Eric went to fuck a fish. Next. Okay, Aladdin was hot. Don't love the illegal pet monkey, but he did pull off purple. But Aladdin was kind of like that guy on Hinge. He was like, Jasmine, I'm gonna show you the world on my magic carpet. He showed her a 4-block radius, lied to her face. Sandoval, honestly.
She bends over, laughing.
Who's another prince? Oh, Hercules has CTE. Raising awareness. Prince Charming! Okay, Prince Charming. Who nicknames themselves Prince Charming? What a little douche. And then he throws a party with all the women in the kingdom, right? For himself. Does a beeline for the girl who's so blackout she lost her shoe. Tells her he loves her that night. Next morning, can't find her when she doesn't have makeup on. He's like, where'd she go? I don't recognize her. Then takes her shoe and puts it on every single girl's foot in the kingdom. Go on Wikifeet like a normal person with a foot fetish, okay? Leave these women alone. Who else? Okay, Simba. You guys, don't turn on me. Simba was a fuckboy. Simba was such a fuckboy. First of all, Nala's his cousin. And he kept like hitting on her, and finally she was like, okay, Simba, like, I like you. And he's like, whoa, I need to focus on my career becoming king because my dad fucked me up.
She covers her face with her hand and steps away.
Who else? Gaston's obvious. That's your fault if you fell for Gaston. Look, Shrek is ugly hot. I would sit on his face. Who else? Flynn Rider sounds like a lacrosse player who did give me chlamydia. John Smith was a colonizer. Oh, you guys got tight on that? That's crazy.
Captain Hook!
Captain Hook! Why did I just get turned on? He just has a rabbit attached to his hand.
Hannah laughs.
I'll end with the beast. I'll end with the beast. I'm a beast apologist. I'm a beast apologist. They try to make the beast like he's this disgusting, horrible monster. The beast is 6'4". Pulls off capris. Looks like Travis Kelce. He's a homeowner with a mansion and a library. That's old money. That's fuck you money. I know some of you guys are like, Hannah, he was super controlling. He never let her leave the house. That's my literal dream. To never leave a mansion and have gay utensils getting me food the entire time. Hi, Zaddy in the blue. There's a beautiful bald man right here. Is that your man? Is that your man? I'm so jealous of bald men. It is so shimmery and beautiful, like a baby dolphin, okay? I'm so jealous of bald men, because why can't my pussy be that smooth? It's ingrowns. I needed a weed whacker to get here. I'm half Italian, okay? And it's not fair. It's not fair, because when men are hairy, you know, it's fine. You know, they call them bears. You know what they call girls who are hairy? Single. And it's not cool. It's not feminist. Where'd you two meet?
It's my dad.
Oh, it's your dad.
She laughs and puts her hand over her chest.
Ladies.
She puts down the mic, laughs, and turns away from the crowd. Then she turns back and smiles.
Perfect segue. I actually got married, you guys. I got married.
She touches her hair.
It's super off-brand for me. I got married, but it's to an older man. A zaddy, if you will. And I love an older man. I love an older man. Because they are so tired. They're exhausted. They're not chasing women on the street. They're on the verge of arthritis. If you get in a fight with them, like 5 minutes in, they're like, yeah, whatever you want. Because they want to go to sleep. And I love that about him. He's not going out at night. The only thing going anywhere is his hairline. And I love that, clearly. If you want to meet an older man, go to a Walgreens. Go to the Advil section. Put some in the palm of your hand and just go. They'll limp over like delicate pigeons. It's adorable. We got engaged in 6 months. Yeah, because he doesn't have a lot of time left. I had a bachelorette, it was pretty crazy. But bachelorettes, they're intense, you know, right? I feel like bachelor parties, all the guys have to do is see a quarter of a nipple and they're like, it was the greatest weekend of my life. I think bachelorettes are cults. And if you're quiet right now, you're in one. Because think about it, Stephanie chooses you to be a part of something bigger. And then she takes you to an undisclosed location, Scottsdale, Arizona. You're dehydrated, you're sunburned, you're scared, you're blackout. You've lost $2,000, you've also lost your job. If you even look at another bridesmaid and you're like, is this a lot? She'll be like, do you not support Stephanie? And I'm like, no, I'm here for Stephanie, I support Stephanie. And then you have to give speeches every night about how great Stephanie is. I'm like, this is Stephanie's third marriage, I'm exhausted. We're running out of story, Steph. And then she makes you all wear the same bikinis, even though we all have different body types. That's abuse. We have to wear shirts that say like, bitch, bride, tribe, cunt. I'm like, how did we get here? What I'm trying to say is Scientology started in Charleston and no one talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Oh, take your birth control. Speaking of birth control, I hooked up with my husband on our wedding night. Yeah. Did anyone not hook up on their wedding night? Kevin, what happened? You what? You were hammered, or you were running from the police. So you guys played hard to get on your wedding night. You were like, figure it out tomorrow. What were you drinking? What's your drink of choice, Kevin?
Beer.
You what? You took a what?
Dick pill.
You took a dick pill? Kevin, I didn't ask about this. I don't want to know that. I asked about your beer. So you were just passed out with a rock hard dick. And she's like, get it? Stop poking me with that. When did you take the dick pill in the night? I just want to know. At noon? So you're on the altar just like...
She thrusts.
Wait, so you planned to have a crazy rip-roaring night of 7 hours of sex, and you had two beers and you were like, this, I can't fucking do it. You know, I support men taking pills because we're taking birth control, Lexapro, Xanax. Take one fucking dick pill. Honestly, I think I had sex on my wedding night because he's sober, so he was ready to go. But I realized on my wedding night that I hadn't taken my birth control in 2 weeks. And my friend Paige, do you guys know Paige? So she blacked out at my wedding. Stumbled over to me with her long, low fingers. And she was like, you're gonna get pregnant on your wedding night. And you know when, like, you can't not believe her? Because if you do, you're like, why didn't I fucking listen to that blackout bitch, you know? I am so bad with my birth control. I'll miss 2 days, I'll take four. I'll miss 5 days, I'll take seven. I'll miss a week and I'll just put one up my butthole. I'm like, I'm on track. Does anyone cheat with an IUD? Do you have an IUD? What kind do you have? Copper, silver, rose gold?
Kylina.
Kylina. Why is it always a hot girl's name? It's like, Kylina, Mirella. Did it hurt? I feel like they don't warn you how much it hurts. I feel like a doctor takes a paper clip and is like, hold on 1 second. Whoa, walk it off. When men get vasectomies, they get airlifted to the Bahamas. A nurse is cupping his balls. She's like, you're doing amazing. Cough if you need. I'll feed you grapes. So I realized the night of my wedding that I was ovulating. I'll explain what that is to you later, Kevin. And the next morning, I was like, I need to wake this guy up. We have a problem. But he's old, so whenever I wake him up, I'm always like, are you alive? He's like, what? I'm like, do you want to have a baby? And he's like, I kind of want to travel for 2 to 3 years. And I'm like, you're 47. Where the fuck haven't you been? You want to go to Mars, Jeff Bezos? Like, who do you think you are, Carmen Sandiego? I go, you know what? Let's travel to Walgreens, your favorite place, because I need to get Plan B. Now, I don't care how many times you've been to this Walgreens, when you go for Plan B, you've never seen this establishment before. It's dark, it's haunted, it smells different. And you're full main character energy when you walk in. You're always like, how could I get pregnant as a teenager? What am I gonna do? And then you go up to the guy who hates you and you're like, do you have Plan B? And he's like, what? And you're like, Plan B? And he's like, hold on 1 sec. Disheveled girl in aisle 6 is irresponsible with her pussy lips. And she needs Plan B. And he's like, come on, let's go to the family planning aisle. And I'm like, no, no, no. I need the family unplanning aisle. And then you get there and it's locked up like Fort Knox. They're locking up everything nowadays, like multivitamins. Who's tweaking on a multivitamin? And then he tries to open it up and you're like, be quiet about it. And then he takes like a power tool, and he's like, oh, 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 oh. And then he gives it to you, and you're like, thank you, I'm a teenager. And then when you go outside to open it up, it has 7 layers of the hardest plastic I've ever seen in my life. And I don't walk around with a chainsaw. I'm trying to get rid of my maybe baby. Anyway, that's how I lost my virginity. It was crazy.
She smiles and paces the stage.
But that's the thing with an older man. He is deteriorating emotionally and physically, which is the goal. Like, before we got married, he really annoyed me because we went to a fancy Italian restaurant, this small restaurant. I ordered a burrata. Do you guys have burrata in Philly? I love burrata. 3 things better than sex. Burrata, Q-tip in your ear, because it's naughty, and revenge. I fucking love revenge. So I order the burrata, I open it up, it's like, you know, and he looks at me and he's like, I think I'm gonna faint. And I'm like, I know this burrata is so good. And he's like, no, like, could you call an ambulance? And you know when that's just like, not the vibe? I start Googling, I'm like, how do you even call an ambulance? Is there like a quiet ambulance or like a Zoom or like a telehealth? And he's like, can you just get the waitress? And I'm like, I'm not getting other people involved in your shit right now. And finally he hails down the waitress and she starts freaking out. She starts calling, she's like, 911, a man needs 911. Everyone in the restaurant is upset, they're getting up. Some people are like fanning him, he's loving the attention. He's like, oh, oh. And then for the ambulance people to come, they had to like take the table away with my burrata. And I'm like, okay. We also have to pay for this food, and I forgot my wallet and my other coat. So I was like, babe. Babe. Babe, I need your wallet. He popped up and he's like, I'm fuck dying here, you need my fucking wallet? And the guy next to him's like, don't speak to your daughter like that.
Hannah wags her finger and does a dance.
I'm like, thanks, Dad. We need to leave a hefty tip after the shit you pulled tonight. And then the EMT lady came, and she knew exactly what was going on. I looked at her, she looked at me. He was having an amateur hour panic attack. Now, as a hot girl, that's just how we wake up in the morning, okay? I've had 4 panic attacks on stage tonight. And you know what we do? We suck it the fuck off! But it's not men's fault, okay? Because if they feel any emotion besides anger, they're like, can you call 911? So she looked at him and she was like, you know, you're gonna be fine. Are you nervous about anything? And he was like, I am nervous about getting married in a couple months. And I was like, oh, now we're playing the blame game. And she's like, look, you don't have to go to the hospital. Stop drinking so much Diet Coke. Drink a water. Breathe, you're gonna be fine. And he's like, yeah, okay, I don't have to go to the hospital. I feel better. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing. So everyone goes back to their seat, and I'm like, what is he gonna do? Like, how is he gonna get out of this? This man stands up and he goes, it wasn't the food, have a good night. And I'm like, did he just have a closer?
She puts her hand on her head.
My dad thinks I'm on my phone too much. He's always like, you're still on your phone, you're addicted to your phone, you're always on your phone. I'm like, Dad, you're always on your phone because you text with your index finger. It takes you fucking forever. I'm on TikTok a lot. I am. I'm on TikTok. What's interesting to me, who's not on TikTok? Okay, why are you not on TikTok? Are you afraid to know who you really are? You're 38? A young spring chicken. Are you on Reels?
No, but Instagram. I'm not even on Snapchat.
You should not be on Snapchat. You're 38. It's just 22-year-old dongs on Snapchat. If you're on Reels, I feel like Reels is like juuling. TikTok is cigarettes. We're all gonna die. Also, if you're on Reels, that means you just found out that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian broke up, and I love that for you. I love that for you. Do you see the kids still doing dances? Like, it's been a while. They're dancing a little too long. And I was wondering, I'm like, why are they doing this? And then I realized, I think these kids are communicating with each other to overtake us. And this is a violent motion. You just saw my labia. That was crazy. But think about it. These kids are strong. Like, they survived Tide Pods. They're sturdy in a fight. And they're smart. Like, when they were at restaurants, they had their iPads, you know? 3 years old. Beep, 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 beep. Fuck you, Mom. Beep, 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 beep. When I was 2 years old at a restaurant, I was trying to see how many butter packets I could shove in my face without puking. My dad's like, 9? That's my girl. She's gonna go far. Do you guys know Jeremy? I babysat this kid named Jeremy. I hate this kid. I'd have to bribe him to do everything. I'd be like, Jeremy, if you finish your math homework, you get chocolate ice cream. He said, shut up, slut. I was like, Jeremy, don't talk to me like that or you're gonna turn me on, okay? We're having fun. It's Saturday, we're having fun.
Hannah makes the devil horn hand signal.
What if I did that? That would be crazy every time. Anyway, back to me. I have intimacy issues. Do you like to cuddle? You do? Do you like to be the big or small spoon? Both. He's versed. He's freaky. Actually, as a girl, it's a lot more complicated when we're the small spoon. Lots of things can go wrong. Think about it. First, you have to get in a weird little fetal position, right? And then you have to move your hair so it's out of his face but still looks cute. You're like, hi. And then he takes his big, dumb hand and he always puts it right here. Gut check. And then you have to suck in like you've never sucked in before. You're like, I'm so little, I'm so tiny, I'm so little. He's like, are you comfortable? You're like, so comfortable. But as you're sucking in, God forbid a little air wants to come out, your butt is right on his penis. The whole relationship is on the line. It's so much pressure and you can't sweat even though there's a hot body lying on you. So hold your pores, hold your butthole, just go, nah! There's a 0% chance you're falling asleep. Meanwhile, he falls asleep immediately. The second his head hits the pillow, he's like, because he's so tired from gaslighting all day. It's crazy.
She lifts up her arm.
But I like to pivot. I like to pivot and put my head on his chest. Life hack, then you can lift a butt cheek. The air comes out silent. You pray it's not sulfuric. You pray. You don't want to Oppenheimer his entire bedroom. If it smells, you blame the dog. I don't know why there's always a dog staring at you. He's like, ever since I met you, the dog's been having a lot of stomach issues. And I'm like, you should get that checked. But I love to put my head on his chest. It feels so good. Because you feel his heart beating and you're like, this is love. And you feel his chest go up and down. And you're like, wouldn't it be so cute if I matched my breath with his breath and we became one soul, taking on this harsh, cold, scary world together. But then as you're doing it,
she rapidly moves her head from side to side.
You're like DJing your breath to his breath. You know when you're going too slow and you have to be like, you have to wait for him to catch up. You're fighting for your life. You kind of forget how to fucking breathe. There's no air going in or out. You could die. The dog's like, die, bitch. Please die. Yeah. Yeah. Also, sex in the shower. Don't do it. Don't. Kevin, don't. Don't have sex in the shower, okay? Because guys and girls like different temperatures. Girls like it lava hot because we're related to Satan. And guys like it lukewarm because they're confused. They don't know what's going on. And then you go to his bathroom. He's not going to have conditioner, which is disrespectful. Doesn't support women in the arts. Or he has the 3-in-1, which should be called 0, because I'm dirtier after using it. And it always has these insane names. It's like Rock Hard Mountain, Punch a Wall Pinewood, Throbbing Thunder. I'm like, is this an Andrew Tate haiku? You know when he's taking up all the shower water and you're just like freezing your tits off and you're like, how did I become Jack at the end of the Titanic? There's room for me here. You have to distract him and take your hair and put it on the back of his shower wall. This is how we mark our territory. It's female graffiti. Put your fucking initials if you're feeling artsy. Because he's never washed that wall and he never will. Also, don't do anal in the shower. It will hurt so bad, my friend told me.
She smiles and paces the stage.
Once a guy texted me to sit on his face. That's not straightforward. No one tells you you don't actually sit on the guy's face. You have to do this weird, like, hover. Like you're at a porta potty at Coachella, okay? You gotta use your pelvis, get your core in. Do I like the fact that I could suffocate a tiny man with my labia? Absolutely. And he's having so much trouble, he can't find your clit, he's on your kneecap, and you're like, this feels so good. You're patting his forehead, he looks like a ninja turtle.
She mimes patting a forehead.
And then, you know, halfway through, you always just start spacing out at the white wall in front of you. You're like, how did we get here, Hannah? Where is his headboard? Is that a Mike Tyson poster? And why is his name Eric with a C? Do you guys think I should have kids? I'll make a decision based on what you guys say right now. I'll do it. Okay, I'm getting a lot of mix. Are you pointing at your daughter right now saying no? She's gonna be funny. She's gonna have a good sense of humor. I like that. She's like... But I do feel like I get a lot of mixed messages from moms. They'd be like, it's the happiest you'll ever be, but you'll never be happy again. And I'm like, what kind of fucking riddle? You're a mom. I became an aunt though. I'm an aunt, I'm an aunt. I'm an auntie. I love when people congratulate me because my brother made a mistake. No, I'm just kidding. He did it on purpose. And I know that because him and his wife were going around being like, we're trying. We're trying. And I'm like, oh. Just tell people you're raw dogging. Stop romanticizing it. Me and you are doing the same thing. You're praying for a baby. I'm praying to not have a baby. One more thing about abortion. Have you guys seen Nick Cannon? Has he come to Philly? Close your pussies. It's crazy out there. He has 12 children with 6 different women. And I actually wasn't that judgy. I was like, go off, Nick Cannon, do your thing. Until I saw the name of one of these children. It's a beautiful name. It was weird for me. The name is Powerful Queen. That's an adjective. But it was the full name that really got me. The full name is Powerful Queen Cannon. Because that's the name of my vibrator. Thank you so much, Philadelphia!
She puts her hands on her face.
I love you guys so much!
Hannah takes a bow as the closing credits roll. Written and performed by Hannah Berner. Executive producers, Hannah Berner, Kyle Kazanjian-Emery, Marissa Gallant, Brett Kushner, producer Ryan Polito, director of photography Mark Davis, production designer James Kronzer, editor Reuter. Hannah gives high fives to crowd members from the stage, then starts pacing the stage again.
They told me I have to stand up for you for like 10 seconds. I love
babe.
She blows kisses to the crowd, then puts the microphone down and exits the stage. Closing credits. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer, Vito DiFilippo. Script writer, Bryn Potty. Opening set, Tracy Carnazzo. Recorded live at the Fillmore, Philadelphia. A production logo appears for Don't Tell Comedy.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.